I'm glad to be worshiping with you today.
但是我很高兴我可以跟你们一同来崇拜。
You know, we all would like to ask God some questions.
我们都喜欢向神问各样的问题。
God, why did you create me?
神啊，你为什么造我们？
God, why is there suffering in the world?
神啊，为什么这世上有苦难？
God, why can't I find love?
神啊，为什么我找不到爱？
Or why can't I be happy?
为什么我不快乐？
And we believe that God should answer our questions to our satisfaction.
我认为需要回答我们的问题，直到我们满意为止。
But as you read the Bible, you read that God has questions for you and me.
但是如果你读圣经的话，你知道神对我们也有问题。
He may have spoken them many centuries ago.
他可能在几个世纪前就对我们讲过。
But they apply to you and me.
但是现在仍然适用于我们。
They're recorded in the Bible so that we can hear and answer the question.
他记录在圣经之中，所以我们可以回答神这样的问题。
God's questions invite us to look deeply and honestly into our hearts.
神要我们认真的跟深入的检查我们的内心。
In the Old Testament, God asked questions that centered on our obedience to God.
在旧约里面，神对我们的问题都是我们怎么样的对神顺服。
In the New Testament, Jesus asked questions that center on our faithfulness to God.
而在新约里面，耶稣基督对我们的问题就是我们怎么样在信仰上面忠实。
Obedience and faithfulness are the two sides of the same coin.
顺从跟真实跟信仰上的真实就是一个硬币的两面。
Jesus wants us to examine our faith so it will grow.
耶稣基督要我们审视我们的内心，所以我们的信仰可以增加。
Let's look at John chapter 1 verse 35.
那我们读一下约翰福音一章三十五节。
The next day, John was there again with his two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, Look, the Lamb of God. When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, What do you want? They said, Rabbi, which means teacher, where are you staying? Come, he replied, and you will see. So they went and saw where he was staying and spent the day with him. It was about the 10th hour.
在次日，约翰福音一章三十五节到三十九节说，约翰同两个门徒站在那里，他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”两个门徒听见了他的话，就跟从了耶稣。耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说：“你们要什么？”他们说：“拉比，你往哪里去？”拉比翻译出来就是夫子的意思。耶稣说：“你们来看。”他们就去看他往哪里住。这一天便与他们同住，那时便有圣证了。
So John the Baptist is standing around with his two disciples. They see Jesus walk by and he says, Look, the Lamb of God.
当使徒约翰跟两个门徒站在一起谈话的时候，看见了耶稣，他就说，看啊，这就是神的羔羊。
So this intrigued his two disciples and they start following Jesus.
这造成了两个门徒去跟随耶稣。
And Jesus stops and turns around and says, What do you want?
耶稣停了下来，转过身来问他们，你们要什么？
Some translations say, what are you looking for?
有的翻译是说，你们在寻找什么呢？
This is the first question we hear that Jesus asked in the New Testament.
这就是耶稣基督在新约里面问的第一个问题。
It is a deep question that asks us to look into our hearts.
这是一个很深的问题，要我们深深地检视我们的内心。
Jesus wants us to tell him what we think the meaning of life is.
耶稣要我们想一想人生的意义到底是什么？
If you were given one wish, what would you wish for?
如果你可以有一个愿望，你的愿望会是什么呢？
What do you really want in life?
你在你的生命之中到底想要什么？
They call Jesus Rabbi, which means it's a respective title of respect and honor.
他们称耶稣是一个拉比，这是一个很尊崇的一个称呼。
It means teacher.
这里意思他是一个导师。
And they ask him, where are you staying?
他们问你会停在什么地方呢？
This is a polite way of saying, I want to spend some time with you and listen to you.
这是一个礼貌性的问，其实意思是说你会住在什么地方，我很想跟你在一起。
The first point on our outline says this, so we'll go to our next slide.
我们看一看这一个 PowerPoint.
Your wants determine your direction.
你所想要的决定了你人生的方向。
What you want in life determines your direction.
你在人生想要什么，就决定你人生要往什么方向去走。
My family is going to go to San Diego.
我的家庭想要到圣地亚哥去度假。
We're taking the grandkids to San Diego.
我会带我的孙辈们去。
So we are making plans to get there.
所以我们会定了一些计划，要怎么样到那里。
You know, we're reserving a place to live.
我们会选一个地方住。
We're looking tickets for Sea World.
会买一些到海洋公园的票。
We want to go there, so we're preparing to go there, and that's our new direction.
我们既然想到那里去，我们就会计划怎么样到达那个地方。
See, the biggest problem in life is that people don't know what they want.
人生之中最大的问题之一就是我们不知道我们要什么。
They think they know what they want.
我们可能以为我们知道。
Might be popularity or profit or pleasure.
可能是因为繁荣、富庶或者是享乐。
And they'll sacrifice their money and family and integrity to get it.
我们可能会用自己的金钱或牺牲自己的家庭或者是我们自己的诚实来得到这些。
And when they get it, they end up unsatisfied and unhappy.
但是我们一旦得到了，我们可能不满足又不快乐。
Human beings have restless hearts.
人的心是难以满足的。
We're constantly looking for someone or something that will give meaning to our life.
我们就经常的在找一些人或者是一些事物来满足我们的内心。
We are looking for the next thing that will make us happy.
我们找下一个事情怎么样让我们可以快乐。
But we can never find it, so we don't go anywhere.
因为我们一直找不到，所以我们一直在原地踏步。
And the reason why, if we look at our next point, is that we think physical needs. When we think what we want, we think in the physical terms.
我们下一个 slide 是看我们到底在物质上我们想要什么。
When Jesus asked them, what do you want? He was forcing them to define their purpose and goals in life.
当耶稣问他们你们到底要什么的时候呢，他就是强迫他们去思想他们在人生的目的跟目标到底是什么。
See, a lot of our wants are merely selfish and superficial.
有时候我们人生中所想的东西常常是很自私跟很肤浅的。
You ask a young man what he wants in life, he might say, I want to marry a supermodel.
你问一个年轻人，他可能想说，我想娶一个超级模特。
You ask a young woman what she wants in life, she might say, I want to marry a Superman.
你问一个女孩子的话呢，她可能说，我想嫁给超人。
Just so you know, ladies, I'm already taken. So.
让你知道，泰若牧师已经被人订走了。
But see, the people in Jesus' time, their wants were to satisfy their hunger.
在耶稣基督的时代，很多人只是在寻求饱足而已。
They were hungry all the time.
因为他们经常在饥饿之中。
It's interesting today the politically correct title is food insecurity.
很奇怪的，今天呢，在政治上正确的形容却是说在食物上面的安全感觉。
I don't know why they call it that.
我不知道为什么他们会这样的形容。
When you're hungry, you are hungry for food.
当你很饥饿的时候呢，你只是想吃饱而已。
So when Jesus fed the 5,000, they wanted to make him their king.
可是当耶稣让5,000人都喂饱的时候，他们却想要耶稣做王。
The people also wanted a Messiah, a king.
他们要想一位救世主，一个王。
A military king who would deliver them from the Romans.
是个军事上的领袖，可以让他们从罗马的桎梏下脱放。
A powerful king that would lead them back to the glory days of King David and King Solomon.
是一个很大有能力的君王，可以带他们回到当初大卫王跟所罗门时代的光荣。
We see even after the resurrection, the apostles still wanted the kingdom restored, the physical kingdom of God on earth.
当耶稣基督复活了以后，门徒问他的也是一样的问题，希望他能够在人间建立他的王国。
And if we look at Acts 1:6,
在使徒行传第一章第六节。
So when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel?
当他们聚集的时候，问耶稣说：“主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？”
But that wasn't God's plan.
可是这并不是神的计划。
See, when John pointed out Jesus to his apostles, he didn't say, "Look, the Lion of Judah."
当使徒约翰看到耶稣的时候，他说他并不是他是君王，而是说他是看那犹大的狮子。
He didn't say the mighty prophet of God is right there.
他是神大有能力的先知。
He didn't even call him the Messiah.
他即使他没有叫他是救世主。
Excuse me. He says, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
他看了神的羔羊。
I mean, what kind of leader is a lamb? I mean,
羔羊是什么样的一位领袖呢？
But God knows we need a Savior, someone who will die for our sins and rise from the dead.
但神知道我们需要是这样的一位羔羊，为我们而死，而且在死里面复活。
See, we think physical needs, but God thinks spiritual needs.
我们想到的只是物质上的满足，神所关切的却是我们属灵上的丰盛。
Ephesians 1:3.
在以弗所书一章三节。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing.
以弗所说一章三节，愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
See, God wants to make you spiritually rich.
神要叫我们在属灵上得到丰盛。
He wants to give you every spiritual blessing.
他给我们每一个每一样的属灵的祝福。
See, we have a rich daddy in heaven who wants to spoil you with blessings.
我们有一位在天上的父亲，他是这样的富有，他想在属灵上面来宠坏我们。
I mean, isn't that amazing? Even though we are sinful and selfish, he wants to love us and bless us.
这实在是令人惊异的，因为即使我们是一个罪人，而且我们又既又自私，神其实实在是爱我们，他要祝福我们。
So we need to discover what those spiritual blessings are.
所以我们需要搞清楚这些属灵上的祝福到底是什么。
That means we got to get closer to God and get right with God.
这里就意味着我们要跟神有一个正确的关系。
This question asks us to take a deeper spiritual journey with God.
这就是我们要要在心路历程上一同的跟神去行走。
So how do you figure out what you really want in life?
你怎么样去发现你到底在人生中要什么呢？
One way you do it is you write your own eulogy.
一个方法就是你自己来写你在去世以后的追悼文。
You know, a eulogy is a story that they tell during your funeral about what a wonderful life you had.
这个追悼文呢，就是告诉人们你这一生是过得多么的美好。
And you put it down on paper what you would like people to say about you if you had died.
你可以写在一张纸上，就是你希望在你去世的时候，人们会怎么样的看你。
You don't show it to anybody else.
不需要给任何人看。
But you write down what your deepest desires are, what you want people to remember you for.
但是你可以把你要人们所纪念你的方面尽管的写在这张纸上面。
See, what would you like to be remembered as?
所以你希望怎么样的被人纪念呢？
Would you like to be remembered as someone who loved God?
你希望人记得你是一位敬爱神的人吗？
Would you like to be remembered like, or would you rather be remembered as someone who only loved himself?
或者是你想人纪念你只不过是个爱自己的人？
Would you rather be remembered as someone who really cared about people?
你想让人知道你是一个很关心人的人吗？
Or someone who only cared about himself?
或者是你只关心的是你自己？
Would you like to be remembered as someone who loved life and cherished every moment?
你想人记得你是珍惜人生每一个珍贵的时刻的。
Or would you like to be remembered as someone who complained all the time?
或者是你想让人纪念你只不过是不断的在抱怨的一个人。
See, this exercise is not about what you are today, but where you want God to take you.
这里并不是要你写上今天的你，而是要写你希望神把你带到什么方向，将来的你。
So if you say, I want to be known as someone who loves God passionately.
所以你想要人知道我是这么样的是热切的去爱神的一个人。
Then you take steps to start heading in that direction today.
那你采取步骤就往这个方向走过去吧。
So let's talk about what God wants to give you.
让我们想想神要给我们什么呢？
Luke 11:9.
在路加福音十一章九节。
So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened.
路加福音十一章九节，我又告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
Are you serious about what God wants to give you?
你是很认真的希望知道神想给你什么吗？
Do you want those blessings?
你希望得到神的祝福吗？
See, note how the intensity of the desire increases in this passage.
是你知道在这段经文里面可以看到心里所想望的是一点一点的一直在增加。
You ask and you keep asking.
你问就一直问吧。
My children are very good at that. They ask and keep asking.
我的小孩子非常会这一招的，他问问得的不到，就一直不停的去求问。
And when you think you see a direction, then you start seeking that direction.
当你心里定了一个方向，你就往那个方向去追求了。
And you keep seeking, you don't give up.
你不断的去追求，不放弃。
And when you find what you want, you start knocking.
当你找到了你想要的时候呢，你敲门，敲个不停。
You knock until they open the door and give it to you.
你敲个不停，一直到门开门为止。
God says, "Do you really want what I want to give you?"
神说你真的这么想要，他就会给我们。
We have to ask and seek, and we have to knock.
我们需要祈求，我们需要寻找，我们需要去敲门。
See, we're not talking about a passive desire.
我们并不是抱一个可有可无的一个意念。
We're not talking about, you know, going by an ice cream shop and going, "Oh, I want ice cream," you know.
不是说想要去吃一个 ice cream shop， 是那有也好，没有也可以。
We want what God wants to give us.
我们是热切想要得到神要给我们的。
And there are three things that God really wants to give you.
有三样是神是真的很想给我们。
But you have to ask for them.
但不过你要去向神求问。
And you have to accept them in your life.
你问到了以后呢，你必须要接受。
You know, my grandkids, when they want something, sometimes they're not very clear.
当我的孙辈们他们想要什么，有时候不是那么清楚的知道自己到底想要什么。
And that's a teaching moment for them.
这不过是一个学习的过程。
I'll just say, "Tell me what you want."
我会告诉他们说，你明确的告诉我你到底要什么。
The first thing God wants to give you.
第一件事神要给你们的。
God wants to give you eternal life.
神要给我们永生。
John 6:40.
约翰福音六章四十节。
For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day.
约翰福音六章四十节，因为我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生，并且在末日我要叫他们复活。
God wants us to spend eternity with him.
神要我们在永生跟他在一起。
And he knows that we need salvation.
他也知道如果这样子的话我们需要救恩。
And so he sent us his lamb, Jesus Christ.
所以他差遣了神的羔羊也就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And Jesus died on that cross for our sins.
耶稣呢为我们的罪死在十字架上面。
He died so we don't have to die.
他替代了我们的刑罚他死所以我们不必去死。
And God's will is that everyone believes in Jesus.
神希望每一个人都可以信耶稣基督。
Everyone.
每一个人。
The good and the bad.
好人或坏人。
The educated and uneducated.
受教育的没有受教育的。
The rich and the poor. Everyone believes in Jesus.
或贫或富每一个人都相信耶稣基督。
This is God's will of command.
这是神的旨意也是他的命令。
But we have to choose to accept Jesus as our Savior and Lord.
可是当给我们的时候我们需要选择并且要接受。
God wants to give you this gift.
神要赐给我们这样的一个礼物。
Have you accepted it?
你接受了吗？
The Bible says that eternal life begins when we know God.
圣经告诉我们，当我们认识神的时候，永生就已经开始。
So God wants to give you eternal life.
神要赐给我们永生。
The second thing God wants to give you is a meaningful life.
第二件事神要赐给我们的就是有意义的人生。
John 10:10.
约翰福音十章十节。
The thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy.
盗贼来无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life.
我来的是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
See, in this passage, the thief is the devil.
在这里啊，这个盗窃者是就是撒旦。
The devil wants to steal your joy.
神要夺取我们的喜乐。
He wants to kill your dreams.
他要破坏我们的梦想。
He wants to destroy all your relationships.
他要破坏我们的关系。
You look at the news and all the bad news in the world today, you see he's doing a good job, right?
他在世界上各地边播放那些坏的消息，就毁坏我们的心智。
But God wants to give you a full and meaningful life.
但神要给我们一个完整的，而且有意义的人生。
What kind of life is that? What is a full and meaningful life?
什么是这样的人生？什么是一个丰盛又有意义的人生呢
I am not rich in material treasures. But I am rich in relationships.
但是呢, 我在关系上面, 我是很丰富的,
and I am grateful to God for that. Relationships make our lives rich. Having a loving relationship with God and having a loving relationship with people make us rich. It gives our lives meaning.
跟神有一个好的关系,爱的关系,跟人有一个爱的关系,就使得我人生充满了意义。
My small group normally meets every week.
我有一个小组是每个礼拜都见面。
But we take a summer break because I get tired of teaching every week, even though I love teaching.
不过我们刚过了一个暑假。 因为我不得到一个暂时的休息。
So a couple of weeks ago, we got together for a potluck just to hang out.
在几个礼拜以前, 我们有一个每个人带菜的聚餐。
And it reminded me how much I missed them.
那时候提醒了我, 我是多么的想念他们。
Relationship make you rich.
与人的关系使得你富有。
You know, in the past 2 years, I've probably done 30 funerals.
在过去的两年, 我曾经参加过30个以上的这种。
And so I spend a lot of time at the cemetery.
所以我常常去墓地。
And while I'm waiting for them to finish the burial, I walk around the gravestones.
当我们看到这埋葬完毕的时候, 我就在那边走了一趟。
And you know, I've never seen one that said, he made a lot of money.
我从来没有看过一个说他的墓志铭上面写的说我赚了很多的钱。
I've never seen one that said he was good looking.
没有人说他长得很...
I'm going to put that on mine though.
我不是在其中的一个人。
I've never seen one that says, you know, that he was famous for any accomplishment in the world.
他并不是以自己的出名而在那边表扬自己。
You always see loving father, loving mother.
他只在说他怎么样爱他的父亲,爱他的母亲。
Or that he cared about people.
他怎么样去关怀别人。
Or that he was a good and faithful servant to God.
他是一个认真,又是忠实神的仆人。
God wants to give you a meaningful life.
神要给我们一个有意义的人生。
God wants your life to matter today.
神要我们今天的生活就有意义了。
God wants your life to matter tomorrow in heaven.
神也要让我们在明天在天国里面也很有这个意义。
God wants you to live a life that makes an eternal difference.
神要我们的生命有一个永恒的不同。
That happens when you invest spiritual blessings in people today.
当你在别人身上投资这个属灵上建造的时候，就在今天发生了。
God wants you to take all the spiritual blessings He gives you and invest them in people today.
神要你把你所有的福灵的福分都投资在他人的身上。
By serving people with good deeds.
就是用心的去为别人服务。
And sharing the good news.
分享好消息,福音。
The third thing that God wants to give you.
第三样神要赐给我们的就是
is the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵。
Luke 11:11.
路加福音11:13.
Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will you give him a scorpion? If you then, knowing you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give you the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
你们中间做父亲的，谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？ 求鱼，反拿绳，当给鱼给他呢？ 求鸡蛋，反给他蝎子呢？ 你们虽然不好。 尚且知道拿好的东西给儿女, 况且天父岂不是要将更将圣灵给求他的人吗?
See, what God really wants to give you most is the Holy Spirit.
其实神想给我们最大的一件就是这个圣灵了。
This is the true context of the phrase, ask, seek, and knock.
这里的用词啊,就是祈求,寻找跟敲门是真实的。
But God will not give us the Holy Spirit unless we really want it.
但是呢,我们必须要非常热切地想要得到这个圣灵,神才会给我们。
As you know, I like to go fishing.
你们都知道我很喜欢去钓鱼。And
I have some very expensive fishing rods.
我有非常贵重的钓鱼竿。
They cost more than my wife's wedding ring.
他比我送给我太太的这个结婚戒指还要贵。
Please don't tell her that.
但是不要告诉她。
But I have some cheap rods and reels for $10 that I bought at Walmart.
但我些很便宜货是从这个沃尔玛的买的。
And if you want to go fishing with me, I'll let you use my $10 rod.
如果你想跟我去的话，我就会把那个10块钱买到的鱼竿借给你。
And when my grandchildren want to go fishing with me, I let them use a $10 rod.
当我的孙辈们跟我去的时候，我也是把这样的10块钱的这个鱼竿给他用。
But if I see that they're serious about becoming a good fisherman,
但是当他们很热切地表现他们想要变成一个非常好的一个钓鱼者的时候,
But I see that they're passionate about learning how to fish,
当我看到他们是多么的想要学习这个钓鱼的技巧,
I'll let them use my good stuff.
我会让他用这个好的鱼竿。
Because I know my good stuff will make them better fishermen.
因为我知道这样的一个器具呢，会让他成为一个非常出色的一个钓鱼手。
See, God's just not going to give you the Holy Spirit so you can goof off with it.
神并不是要给我们圣灵，我们只当一回，不当一回，是来玩一玩而已。
See, a lot of people think the purpose of the Holy Spirit is just to make them feel good.
有很多人以为得到了圣灵只不过可以使我们自我感觉良好。To
make them feel spiritually alive.
让我们觉得属灵上我们是活着。But
the purpose of the Holy Spirit is this.
但是这个圣灵真正的目的却是这样。God
wants to empower you to do His will.
神要加添我们能力，使得我们可以执行他的旨意。God
wants to enlighten your mind with wisdom.
神要启发开导我们，使我们得到智慧。对不起。God
wants to enable you to live a godly life and to serve God with joy.
神要引导我们去走神的道路，得到这个喜乐。God
wants to give you eternal life.
神要赐给我们永生。God
wants to give you a meaningful life.
神要赐给我们一个有意义的人生。
And God wants to give you more of the Holy Spirit.
神要把圣灵更多的加添给我们。
So Jesus said, come and you will see.
所以耶稣基督说，到我这里来，你便能够看见。
Come and stay and learn from me.
就留在我这里好好的学习。
And come and serve others.
来，然后我们一同来服务别人。
Come and follow me all the way to heaven.
一直跟着我一同的走到天堂。
That's what I want for my life.
这就是我在人生中我想要得到的。That's
my direction.
这就是我人生的方向。Is
that what you want for your life?
这是你所想要的吗？
Our next thought is this, that miracles. Let's talk about miracles. Miracles happen when?
那我们谈谈这一个神迹会发生在。
See, when you look at other believers and you see some Christians, some believers seem to make more of an impact in the world than others.
当你看其他的信徒的时候，你会看到有些人对其他人有很深切的影响。
Why do some believers seem to make serve God better than you or me?
为什么有人为神服务的时候好像做得比我们更好呢？
Are they more talented?
他们更有才能吗？
Are they better trained?
他们受了更多的训练吗？
Well, if I want to serve God and make a difference in this world and eternity, I need to do two things.
如果我想要我对神的服务是与人不同的话呢，我需要做两件事。
Miracles happen when God's will aligns with our wants.
神迹会发生，就是当我们把我们的心意调整，跟神的旨意是一致的时候。
When God's will aligns with our wants.
当神的旨意跟我们所想要的是同在同一个方向上面的时候。
Psalm 37:4.
诗篇37:4节。
Delight yourselves in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart.
又要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
Delight, you know, find joy in God's will.
你要很去很高兴，得到神的这个旨意就很喜乐。
And your desires will be His desires.
那么你的喜乐就是神的喜乐。
See, whenever you discover that your individual wants align with God's will, your desires bring joy to God.
所以当你发现你所想要的那一样是符合神心意的时候呢，你心里所求的就得以门到神的喜悦。That
is when God does amazing things in your life.
这时候神就会在你身上行奇事。That's
when you start making an impact on people's lives.
这时候你对别人就会发生那个影响力。People
get saved.
人得到救赎了。People
believe in Jesus.
有人会相信耶稣基督。People
break free of their sin.
有人就免于犯罪的自由了。See,
look at this slide.
那么看看这一个 PowerPoint slide.
Most people look like this.
大部分都是像这个样子。
God's will is separate from our want.
神的旨意跟我们是两个不重叠的。
And if you're like this, you're just going to do what you want.
就是你仍只想做自己所要的东西。
You're going to run by your own selfish desires.
你只是因着自己的私欲去做自己想要的东西。
But look at this next slide.
看看下面一个。
Let's just say that we start moving closer to God.
当我们跟神靠近的时候。
We start sharing some space with God.
我们的需要跟神就有一个部分的重叠了。
And you start understanding who God is and what He wants for your life.
我们就会了解神的旨意跟神要我们在生命中做什么。
Let's look at this next slide.
我们看看下一个。
Imagine that you've discovered that what you really want in life rests within God's will.
当你发现你所想要的全部都安息在神的旨意里面的时候。
That means your life is firing on all cylinders.
那么就代表这时候你的生命就好像引擎点着了以后，火力全开。
That's when your life is on the highway to happiness.
那么你的生命呢，就好像在高速公路上面驰骋一样。
That's when miracles happen.
这时候奇迹就发生了。
That's when you become more like Jesus.
这时候你会更像我们的主耶稣基督。
You can tell because you're making a difference in people's lives.
你可以知道，因为你这时候会对别人的生命的影响有所不同。
See, God is never far from us.
神其实离我们并不远。The
Bible says that Jesus is just a heartbeat away.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣基督只在我们的心门以外一步之隔。In
fact, Jesus is knocking on the door of our heart saying, "Let me in."
当耶稣基督敲门说让他进来的时候。
You don't have to change jobs.
你不需要换工作。
You don't have to move.
你不需要, 搬家。
You don't have to change families.
你不需要换家人。
You don't have to change your life.
你不需要改变你的生活。
You just need to adjust your attitude.
你只需要调整你的态度。
And move in tune with the mind of Christ.
就是往着这个耶稣基督的他的旨意里面去方向去走。
When we know that we want more of Jesus,
当我们想要有更多的主耶稣基督的品质的时候,
we just have to make minor adjustments in our life to stay close to Him.
我们只需要做一个很小的调整。
We just celebrated the 50th anniversary of the Apollo landing.
我们刚刚过了 Apollo landing.
Apollo.
Apollo.
The moonwalk.
我们刚刚过了这个登陆月球50周年的纪念。
I'm digressing. This isn't in his paper.
Give me a surprise.
Anyways, when they returned to Earth,
当他们回到这个地球来的时候,
they have to make 2% adjustments every so often. They have to align, change the direction of the craft, just 2%.
他们在这个行走的轨道上要不断地做这个2%的调整,
2%的调整。Tiny adjustment.
就是一点点的调整。
But if they don't, they will miss the Earth by millions of miles.
但是不做这样的调整, 他们跟这个地球呢, 就差10毫米, 差之千里了。
See, to rest in God's will, we have to just make tiny adjustments in our life.
当我们要在神的旨意里面安息的时候, 其实我们只需要在我们的生活的方向上面做一个小幅度的调整。
If that's what we really want.
如果这真的是我们很想的话。
When our wants rest in God's will, that's when miracles happen.
当我们所想要的跟神的所旨意是一致的时候呢, 神迹奇事就会发生。
Hearts are healed.
心得医治。
I mean, I ministered to a person who was on the verge of a nervous breakdown.
我曾经去帮助一个在精神上快要崩溃的一个人。
And when I shared the difference God can make in her life, it changed her life around.
当我跟她分享这个神的时候呢，那个神是怎么样的可以在生命中造成一个改变。
So she's happy and healthy in Jesus.
他呢，现在是高兴，已经健康了，而且呢是在主里面喜乐。People
can break free of their hurts, habits, and hang-ups.
人可以从他们的心理的创伤跟习惯的匣子中脱离出来。People
discover the true meaning of life when our wants rest in God's will.
一个人当他真正的自己所想要的跟知道神的旨意一致的时候，他可以从这里面脱，从自己的这个匣子里面、自我里面脱离出来。
The second way miracles start to happen in your life is this.
第二件事，当这个神迹发生在你们在生命中的是这一个。
God's power aligns with our passion.
神的能力可以使 我们所想望的归正。
What's your passion?
你心里非常热切想望的是什么呢？
What do you enjoy doing?
你做什么会让你觉得很享受呢？
You like shopping or reading books?
你喜欢去买东西或者是阅读吗？
You like going to movies or sewing?
看电影或者是缝纫衣服吗？
Do you like to eat? Everybody likes to eat.
喜欢吃吗？每个人都喜欢吃。
God says find some non-believers who enjoy the same thing and do it with them.
神说我们可以去找一些人有相同的嗜好的，我们一起来做一些事情。
That's how you cultivate relationships in a simple and carefree way.
这就是一个很简单的方法来建立一个关系。
How many of you know what foosball is?
你们当中有多少人知道什么是这个 foosball， 是一个桌上足球。
There's one in the church house, right? A little man and it's a silly game.
在教会旁边的民房里面有一个桌上台桌上的这个足球。
But in our last potluck, we had a person who was not a Christian come to our fellowship.
在上一次啊，有一个还没有信主的人也到我们的小组里面来。
So I said, you and me, we'll play these other two guys after we ate, and he had a blast. He thought it was the most fun he ever had.
那我们几个人就跟他一起玩这个桌上的足球，他觉得实在是很开心。
And that's despite the fact the other two brothers we played against kept cheating.
这里当然有人是用他们这个作弊的技巧。
See, we want to have fun while we're serving God.
我们想要为神服务，不过我们要得到这个服务中的喜乐。
Ephesians 3:16.
以弗所书三章十六节。
And I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in his inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and how long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the full, the measure of all the fullness of God.
求神按着他丰富的荣耀，借着他的灵叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因着你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，得以和众圣徒一同的明白知道基督的爱是何等的长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
God's love is powerful.
神的爱是大有能力的。
When we empower our passion with God's love, we can do amazing things.
当我们让心里的想法跟神的爱充电的时候。
Just the other day, someone texted me about fishing.
就像我讲到这个钓鱼一样。
And he was bragging to me about some fish he caught. He was telling me how big his fish was.
他告诉我他钓到了多大的一条烤的鱼。
And it reminded me that this man is not a Christian.
提醒了我这个人不是一个信主的人。
But he wants to talk to me about fishing.
但他想跟我谈谈这个钓鱼的事情。
And so I'm like, I'm going to start a fishing club.
我想呢，我要成立一个钓鱼俱乐部。
And I'm going to invite all the non-Christian, you know, we're going to local lake and go fishing one of these days and then go have dinner afterwards.
我想跟他们一同到我们这附近的各种湖里面去钓鱼，事后呢，我们一起来进餐。
You know, why not?
为什么不呢？
When we have God's power empowering us, we can do more.
当我们有得到从神而来的能力的时候呢，我们可以做得更多。
We'll work harder.
我们可以更努力的去做。
We'll endure hardship longer.
我们可以更有耐性、耐力的、韧性的去做。
And we'll give more to cultivate godly relationships.
我们可以花更多的时间来建立合神心意的关系。
So you don't have to learn anything new to serve God.
其实你要为神服务，不需要学新的东西。
You just say, God, this is what I have. Tell me how to use it.
你只要跟神说，神啊，我只有这些，让我就用这些吧。
God, I'm available. You use me.
只是告诉神说，神啊，我愿意被你所使用，请你使用我吧。
So I ask you this question: What do you want?
所以我现在要问你们一个问题：你到底要什么
？Where do you want to be a year from now?
你一年后，你看到你自己在外在什么地方
？Where do you want to be 10 years from now?
那你想想看，你十年后又走到了哪个地方去了呢
？Does it align with God's will for your life?
你想要把你自己的生命跟神的旨意是把它合在一起。
Start heading in that direction.
那么就往那个方向走过去吧。
Put it on your prayer list.
把它放在你的祷告列上面去。
I challenge you to think big. Think big. Think about what you can do.
Think big. 就是说你想想看你可以想什么又可以做什么。
Maybe you want to help some friends become Christians.
可能是让一些朋友让他们也可以变成一个基督徒。
Write their names on your prayer list. Name names.
把他的名字写在你的这个祷告词上面。
Maybe you want to be able to teach like Chung Tai teaches. He's a good teacher.
如果你也想要教像很多很多会教书的会教主日学教圣经的人一样。
We will help you. We will work with you, but you have to put it on your prayer list.
我们会帮助你，不过你需要把它写在你的心里的热切的祷告词上面。
Let me ask you this: Do you want to be in heaven in the future?
让我问你们，你们想要将来在神的国度天堂里吗
？When I was 12 years old, I told God I want to go to heaven when I die.
我12岁的时候就已经决定了，神啊，当我这生过去的时候呢，我希望在你的国度里面。
I wanted that hope.
我要持守这个信仰。
So I moved in that direction.
所以我一直往那个方向前进。
I trusted in Jesus Christ as my Savior and my Lord.
我信任耶稣基督就是我的救主，又是我的主。
If that's what you want, make that decision today.
如果这就是你想的，那么你现在就这个决定吧。
Let's pray.
那我们一同来祷告。I wouldn't translate.
Pardon?
Prayer. I wouldn't translate.
All right. Okay. Lord Jesus, we just thank you that we can worship you today.And Father, we thank you that you care about what we want. You want to use our wants to serve your kingdom, to bring glory to you. And I pray that my brothers and sisters here today, that they will understand that they want to follow you all the way to heaven. They want to be all that you want them to be. And I pray, Father, if there's someone here today who does not know you as their Savior and Lord, if they're not confident about their eternal future, that they will want to follow Jesus all the way to heaven by opening their hearts to you andTrusting you and believing you today. Father, we just want to keep worshiping you, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank you. Us knowledge that you may be filled to the full, the measure of all the fullness of God.
求神按着他丰富的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因着你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。得以和众圣徒一同的明白知道基督的爱是何等的长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
God's love is powerful.
神的爱是大有能力的。
When we empower our passion with God's love, we can do amazing things.
当我们让心里的想法跟神的爱充电的时候。
Now, just the other day, someone texted me about fishing.
就像我讲到这个钓鱼一样。
And he was bragging to me about some fish he caught. He was telling me how big his fish was.
他告诉我他钓到了多大的一条烤的鱼。
And it reminded me that this man is not a Christian.
提醒了我这个人不是一个信主的人。
But he wants to talk to me about fishing.
但他想跟我谈谈这个钓鱼的事情。
And so I'm like, I'm going to start a fishing club.
我想呢，我要成立一个钓鱼俱乐部。
And I'm going to invite all the non-Christian, you know, we're going to local lake and go fishing one of these days and then go have dinner afterwards.
我想要跟他们一同到我们这附近的各种湖里面去钓鱼，事后呢，我们一起来进餐。
You know, why not?
为什么不呢？
When we have God's power empowering us, we can do more.
当我们有得到从神而来的能力的时候呢，我们可以做得更多。
We'll work harder.
我们可以更努力地去做。
We'll endure hardship longer.
我们可以更有耐性耐力的任性的去做。
And we'll give more to cultivate godly relationships.
我们可以花更多的时间来建立合神心意的关系。
So you don't have to learn anything new to serve God.
其实你要为神服务不需要学新的东西。
You just say, God, this is what I have. Tell me how to use it.
你只要跟神说神啊我只有这些让我就用这些吧。
God, I'm available. You use me.
只是告诉神说神啊我愿意被你所使用请你使用我吧。
So I ask you this question, what do you want?
所以我现在要问你们一个问题你到底要什么
Where do you want to be a year from now?
你一年后你看到你自己在外在什么地方
Where do you want to be 10 years from now?
那你想想看你十年后又走到了哪个地方去了呢
Does it align with God's will for your life?
你想要把你自己的生命跟神的旨意是把它合在一起
Start heading in that direction.
那么就往那个方向走过去吧。
Put it on your prayer list.
把它放在你的祷告列上面去。
I challenge you to think big. Think big. Think about what you can do.
Think big. 就是说你想想看你可以想什么又可以做什么。
Maybe you want to help some friends become Christians.
可能是让一些朋友让他们也可以变成一个基督徒。
Write their names on your prayer list. Name names.
把他的名字写在你的这个祷告词上面。
Maybe you want to be able to teach, like Chung Tai teaches. He's a good teacher.
如果你也想要教像很多很多会教书的会教主日学教圣经的人一样。
We will help you. We will work with you, but you have to put it on your prayer list.
我们会帮助你，不过你需要把它写在你的心里的热切的祷告词上面。
Let me ask you this: Do you want to be in heaven in the future?
让我问你们，你们想要将来在神的国度天堂里吗
？When I was 12 years old, I told God I want to go to heaven when I die.
我十二岁的时候就已经决定了，神啊，当我这生过去的时候呢，我希望在你的国度里面。
I wanted that hope.
我要持守这个信仰。
So I moved in that direction.
所以我一直往那个方向前进。
I trusted in Jesus Christ as my Savior and my Lord.
我信任耶稣基督就是我的救主，又是我的主。
If that's what you want, make that decision today.
如果这就是你想的，那么你现在就这个决定吧。
Let's pray.
那我们一同来祷告。I wouldn't translate.
Okay. Lord Jesus, we just thank you that we can worship you today. And Father, we thank you that you care about what we want. You want to use our wants to serve your kingdom, to bring glory to you. And I pray that my brothers and sisters here today, that they will understand that they want to follow you all the way to heaven. They want to be all that you want them to be. And I pray, Father, if there's someone here today who does not know you as their Savior and Lord, if they're not confident about their eternal future, that they will want to follow Jesus all the way to heaven by opening their hearts to you and trusting you and believing you today. Father, we just want to keep worshiping you, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.